Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
It is Friday, the 19th of June, 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news. Ketchup might be the best condiment ever invented.
I would say so. Definitely as a kid, I put ketchup on pretty much everything.
It's a close second for me with ranch, though.
Oh, with ranch.
Yeah.
Well, I like sour cream, too.
Yeah. That's good. You can't really put sour cream on pizza.
Yeah, ketchup feels like the most universal condiment. Like, it can go on the most things.
Yeah.
Well, and I love mayonnaise, so look at us. Taking on big mustard. A new survey on BuzzFeed asking people if they put ketchup on a bunch of different foods, some of which are traditional and some aren't. But here's what they found. 85% of people use ketchup on a hot dog, which is not surprising. Almost the same percentage use ketchup on fries.
Mm-hmm.
Same for burgers. There are some who put them on chicken nuggets, 69%.
Oh, I do, for sure.
You put ketchup on eggs?
Yep.
Less people, but yeah, they exist. 29%.
I do. Scrambled, yeah, for sure.
I like when they make you an omelet, and inside the omelet's like whatever your noise is, and then you dip that in ketchup. Excellent bite.
Hmm. Let's see. What about grilled cheese?
Yep.
No.
There are some who put it on grilled cheese. I would prefer like tomato soup.
I dip my, and this is one of the grossest things. It always grosses out my boyfriend Scott when I go to Frisch's and I order the tuna melt, and I dip that in ketchup.
Hmm. My mother has been known to put ketchup on pasta.
Oh, I have not ever done that, but maybe I should try.
Yeah, she, you know, would do it like, if she ran out of pasta sauce and didn't want to go to the store and get some more, she'd just
use ketchup. It can't be that far off, right?
That's what she said.
It's like warm ketchup could substitute as tomato sauce.
Yeah, or like, I don't know if you're one of those people, like I refrigerate ketchup after I've opened it.
Same.
So... yeah, there's that. And then finally, 14% of people say they would eat ketchup by the spoonful.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
You know, it's weird. I wouldn't either. I say that I wouldn't either, but I have been known to suck out the remaining ketchup from those little ketchup plastic packages that Chick-fil-A gives out with
those
waffle
are
fries.
Epic. Yeah. Yes.
Aren't those great? You just kind of like squirt it in your mouth.
You can either dunk or squirt. I love that.
Yeah. So I squirt because I have better ketchup control over the waffle fry, and I like to do like little swirly things over it.
Oh, not me. I'm a big dipper. I have to dip everything in something.
Yeah. And so I squeeze it like toothpaste. And then, you know, if there's stuff left over, that's where I get really disgusting.
And then you put it right into your mouth and squeeze.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
See, now I want waffle fries. Thanks for bringing up Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
What time is Chick-fil-A open? Anyway?
They have breakfast.
Open for breakfast.
Oh. Yeah.
I love their little breakfast sandwiches.
All right. Let's go on DoorDash and see what we can
get on it.
let's talk about soulmates here for just a moment. Want to know what your future soulmate looks like? Well, there's a way, sort of. There is a person on Etsy called The Psychic Artist. And they use their psychic abilities to see your future soulmate. And then they draw a detailed sketch of them, describe their personality. That's nice. So you don't just get a sketch, you get their personality.
I still want to do this.
And email it all to you within 24 hours.
Why aren't we doing this for you?
Well, get on it. You got a computer over there. Let's see what it, I want to see this guy.
How much you want to make a bet? I get back a picture of a dog.
Oh, my gosh. Or what if it looks like somebody you already dated?
Oh, God, that would be funny.
Amazing.
If it came back, a fun Robbie portrait.
Oh, I would call him. I would call him again and be like, Robbie, guess what?
Rob.
You and honey. You and that girl are done.
I know you've blocked us all on Facebook, but...
But we still want to chat.
But we're going to find you.
We have more to talk about, my friend.
And she's the one that got away, guys.
What's the website again? I'm looking it up to see how much it costs.
You got
to
go on Etsy.
Okay.
And search The Psychic Artist.
I love Etsy. Etsy right. is a...
Oh, it's a hole.
It is.
Don't go
I go
on
down
there.
That hole so quickly.
Yes.
So easily.
The psychic artist recently went viral. Oh, and by the way, you will need to provide your name and birth date, and it will cost you $66.
There you go.
The psychic artist recently went viral and got so overwhelmed with orders that they had to take a temporary pause to catch up.
They're probably...
Well, now it's being inundated with, I will draw your soulmate within 12 hours, within 24 hours, within blah, blah, blah. I will draw your soulmate.
A lot of psychic artists coming forward now.
Email me when you're back.
Yeah.
Done.
You can sign up for their wait list and get that drawing of your soulmate once they're taking on new clients.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Come up there for me.
WKRQ.com.
We would all like to see that.
Done.
I hope he looks. I bet it's Matthew McConaughey or Brad Pitt.
No, it's going to look like one of those composite sketches that you see on like Dateline where you're going to be like,
yeah,
moist.
It's going to look like a courtroom or criminal sketch. Is that what you think?
Mm-hmm. You never know. That'd be funny. If texting while driving isn't dangerous enough for you, how about vanity while driving? 11% of people admit they have taken a selfie while driving, not like while parked. Or
while they're moving,
you know, at a stoplight. No, actually driving. Yeah.
Yeah. I know people that do this. I used to do this until I had a kid. And then I was like, you know what? I got a lot of life in this car.
Yeah.
I got to stop doing that.
I looked especially great that day was one of the top two reasons why they've done it. I looked especially great that day.
It was the lighting. The lighting was perfect on 275.
Can you wait until you park, though? You'll still look great.
But the lighting's not the same.
Oh.
Lighting is complicated, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way to a special occasion, and I had it going on. Survey also found 25% of people have taken a photo or video that's not a selfie while driving. Top reasons on the board, that was just an amazing view. Or I wanted to take a picture of severe weather. Now, I've done that where I'm lunching in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen a storm coming in.
Yeah.
And I would take video of that because not only is it spectacular, but that's just not something I get to see every day,
right?
Especially around here. Or I wanted to take a picture of an accident I wasn't involved in. I know some people who have done that and said, here's why I'm late.
Yes.
So we have an email here from Catherine. She said, I did the psychic artist drawing, and you must know it was in all caps. Insanely accurate.
Oh yeah, so was it like her boyfriend?
I wrote her back and said, "How? Who? Like, whose did yours draw? I don't know. I wish maybe we should call her and see."
So what they do is they take your name and your birth date and they look you up on Facebook, and then they draw a picture. If you have a significant other that you seem happy with, maybe they just draw that
person.
What
if they drew Jeff for you? Or Tim and I.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be drawing your future soulmate. So, I mean, it's for people that aren't coupled up already.
I'll let you know what she says.
But if, the person you're with is going to continue to be your soulmate, if you're with that person till you die, wouldn't that fall under the category future soulmate as well as present soulmate?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
When the future and the present collide.
Because she said insanely accurate, so I'm assuming she's referencing her significant other.
I don't know. Catherine, write
us back.
Maybe
she did it and then met a guy a week later that looked just like the picture.
No, maybe.
Or does this become a self-fulfilling prophecy that you see the picture of the drawing that they make, and so then you're constantly looking for someone who kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
It's like when you buy a new car and you never notice that make and model, and then you get it, and all you see is that car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. He's just going to keep looking for this guy.
What if it's Roadkill Boy? Like, I know he's married and happily married and all that, but...
As far as we know, we don't know if he's happily married. Do we ever know if anybody's really, truly happily married?
Okay, so she wrote back. She said, it was on Etsy. I had just started talking to a guy through a dating website. And they sent me information about him that I found out about a week later was exactly matching his personality.
Wow.
The picture was not exactly accurate because... He is a person of color, and the picture was a white man. However, the characteristics were very, very similar.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. We'll see what happens.
Come on, Etsy. Get back online, girl.
Yeah.
I will tell you a funny story.
Oh, God. Please.
There is this man that I have known for probably 15 years. Mm-hmm. Don't see him very often, a couple of times a year, but I've always just thought he was like really nice, very easy to talk to. We have a lot of the same interests. We always have great conversation when we do run into each other. Well, I ran into him recently and he made some reference. He was married and he made some reference about the divorce, and my reaction was so bad.
What did you say?
Oh, no.
Yay! Oh, that's so good to hear.
That's awesome. Good for you.
It was more like my eyes got really big, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were divorced.
Really?
Were you hitting on
him? Really? No, I wasn't. But yes, immediately, as soon as that came out of my mouth, I'm like, that was a little too enthusiastic.
Right.
I sounded a little bit too excited about, you know, the demise of his very long-term marriage.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah.
So when are you going out with
him? That was funny. Oh, I'm not. No. But my reaction to it, I'm like, you know, this is why I don't date, because I can't play it cool. I cannot play, you know.
Not smooth.
I am not smooth.
That's what makes it so entertaining for us, though.
I love it.
One of my favorite times ever going out with you was being your wingman.
Yeah, that was probably.
Carlo and Johnny.
Yeah.
That was so much fun for me.
I have so much to learn in that arena if I ever decide to jump back in it.
That was great.
I didn't know. When did that happen?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So what are you doing tomorrow? That's how have you texted him or anything?
No.
Are you interested in dating this person?
I haven't really thought beyond my bad reaction or my inappropriate over-enthusiasm.
Well, we need to get you out there. I'm taking you out.
I think we should go have a drink and talk about it.
Oh, that's so funny.
You should. That's how it starts.
Poor guy.
And even if it's just a fun night out, at least you had a good time.
Yep.
Putting yourself back out there.
Right.
You're never going to meet Mr. Right until you start putting yourself out there.
Until you go through a few Mr. Wrongs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I propose once again another 10-date challenge for Jen. Jen's
10-date
challenge.
10 is a lot.
Let's start 15. With like 3.
Oh.
And then we can go from there.
Well, last time we did 5. Let's at least do 5.
Yeah.
Well, this time there will be requirements.
Oh, no.
What kind of requirements?
Well, I don't know. Lifestyle requirements, interests, something.
Along the beach.
Right. You got to like to go feed the goats. And
yeah.
There's
got to be some compatibility
right.
there. I understand. I thought you were talking like he's going to make a certain amount of money or something.
She's talking about last time we just did. If you want to go out with Jen, email us. And that was it.
Wide open. Very nice men.
That was fun.
It was very nice.
And then we would write back, are you free today at noon? She is.
Possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
7:33, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. So expect to see this happening in more and more places as coronavirus numbers in the U.S. continue to stay so high. California is now requiring people to wear masks in most situations when they're outside of their home. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says they basically had to make it a requirement because people weren't choosing to wear masks on their own. And now they've been flattening that curve and things were starting to reopen and now they're spiking back up again.
Yeah. So, which was expected.
Yeah.
We just hope it doesn't get too out of control.
Right. And there was 1.5 million new unemployment claims last week. That's above the projected 1.3.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Where's the spray?
That's above the projection of 1.3 million. And the 13th straight week where more than 1 million new people applied for unemployment. The good news is there are more and more people that are going back to work. I know that's not true for everyone, but it's a step in the right direction. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That would be tough.
What?
just having to wear, you know, listen, I'm not complaining because I know people have to do this for hours on end at work. They got to wear masks all day long. Right. I applaud them. I salute them.
I don't
respect
know how they do
them. You know, it's one thing when you got to do it on the job. It's another thing when even just walking around outside your house, you got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the not so serious stories we've seen about the coronavirus outbreak. Has all this time indoors with your significant other made you realize you want a divorce?
I think that's probably happening a lot.
Well, prepare to be patient because now reports are coming out that divorces are taking twice as long to process.
Oh, boy.
Because family courts are so backed up. So there's that. Plus, without sports to bet on, now one online sports book is letting people bet on the migration patterns of great white sharks. And gamblers are actually doing
it. You'll find something to bet on.
You got to find something.
Yeah,
people.
When
yes.
you want to play the game, you'll find something.
Well, the casinos are opening in Ohio today.
That's going to be interesting.
Because I drive right by the Jack Casino is what it used to be, because they have now changed all the signage on the front of the building. Like, you know, when you would drive by and it would say it had like Starbucks and Bobby Flay and whatever on the side. So they changed all the signage now and it says like Hard Rock, like let the good times roll at Hard Rock or something like that. And they are opening today, but they do have some, there's clearly a lot of changes.
Isn't it only like 20% capacity?
Yes, but there are no card games, I don't think, yet.
You can't because you're touching cards.
Correct. And then some of the slot machines are blacked out to keep the distancing. They have the clean team is what they're called. Hmm. They're walking around kind of sanitizing. And then they're also like sanitizing the air, like the recirc air somehow.
Oh, God, that makes me so good.
And then I don't know what all is open as far as like the restaurants are concerned, because I know that some of the buffets and things like that weren't opening, but I don't know.
Yeah, your drinks may change in the post-pandemic world, too. They're saying, you know, fruit garnishes like lemon and lime wedges are...
Oh, they're going to go away?
Well, not everywhere, but in a lot of places, yeah, because lemon and lime wedges can be a hidden source of bacteria.
And they're touching them right with their fingers.
Right. And they're sitting in that little container thingy, that little open
petri dish.
Yeah. So some bars may just get rid of them or make them available by request only.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you just, hey, can you slice me a lime wedge or something to go with that vodka soda? I don't know.
Can I bring my own? That's what I want to do.
Sure, you can.
I'm going to bring a baggie of limes with me. So when I order my Tito's and tonic, I can put my own little spritzer.
There's some drinks you absolutely have to have that with.
Yeah.
You cannot forego the lemon or the lime.
Like a Corona.
Right.
How do you drink a Corona without a lime?
All right. You're in charge.
How does a Corona get its lime if you're not providing it?
How is Corona doing? They took a pretty big hit, that beer company.
I think they suspended production temporarily, didn't they?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's resumed yet.
Yeah, we're doing Father's Day and my birthday are both on Sunday, and we're doing like appetizer typey foods, and walking tacos is one of the things. And I'm like, we should do some Margs and Coronas. So I did buy some at Kroger yesterday.
Hmm. Also, I noticed, too, that I've not been filling up my car as much with gasoline.
I have, now that we're back.
Yeah, now that you're back, you have.
I had to stop this morning. I'm like, I feel like I just filled this tank 2 days ago, and I'm like, oh, I did.
Yeah. Before the pandemic, 56% of Americans filled up their car with gas at least once a week, but now that's down to 25%, except for Jen.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I like to be different.
45% of people fill up once a month or less. I've been toying with the idea of getting an electric, like my next car being an electric vehicle.
I think that's an awesome idea. I would love to see you do that.
Well, what's causing my hesitation is road trips, you know, because some of these electric vehicles have a limited amount of range. And while there are more and more charging stations popping up, I went on, like, for example, the Tesla website, which has a mapping system that allows you to put in your coordinates,
mm-hmm.
and it will tell you what route you have to take to make sure you, you know, hit those charging, stay charged up. And, you know, in some of these, there's still a few hot spots in the country where it requires you to make some pretty roundabout
pathway. The obvious answer is you get your Tesla for driving around town,
yes.
and then you have your road trip car.
I know.
You're going to be a two-car guy.
You probably need to just go ahead and get the Winnebago.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. Why not?
Or an Airstream. I always think those are so cool.
I don't think I could see Jeff ever staying in an Airstream.
That would be so fun.
Aren't you more of a hotel guy?
I am a hotel guy, but there is something kind of cool about those Airstreams, though. Yeah. Those Airstreams are actually really neat, the way they customize those. And they can be really expensive, like the new ones are off the charts.
Also the vintage ones, too, that are like classic.
Right.
That would be so fun.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.